Okay, Rabbi Isai. We have two shilas this week. Actually, we have four, but we're not going to have time to do all four of them. All about ribbis. And I'd like to discuss them because one shilah we never really had. And the other shilah we had, but has a different kinetic to it, and it turns the whole shilah upside down. So here's the halacha.
Thank you.
The halacha is that we all know that if you borrow money, you can't pay ribbis. Borrow money, you have to borrow $100, pay back $100. You can't say, I'm going to pay back $105 because I want to thank you for lending me the money. You can't do that.
And can't
you
even say thank you?
Yeah, very good. Nachi also, even saying thank you could be a shayla as well, right? That's a different shear, a different issue. So the shayla, So the shayla becomes the following. If a person makes up with somebody that I'm going to lend you $100 and you're going to pay me back $125, that's ribbis daraisa. Ribbis daraisa. It's called ribbis ketutza. And the person's over a lav. Not only that, if the person takes the ribbis, Rachmana Litzlan, he doesn't get tchias amesim. Ribbis is a serious business. Ribbis is a serious business. Now, there's an additional issue in ribbis, which is called avak ribbis, which is an issa d'rabban. Issa d'rabbanan means that we don't make up. The Machaber gives an example that. If the money was not originated through a halva, it was originated through a sale, and then after the sale was done, it turned into a loan. How that happens, that's a ribbis d'rabbanan. But then there's another ribbis, which is also rabbinic in nature. And this ribbis is called ribbis mucheres and ribbis mukdemes. This gets a little bit more complicated in the application. Ribbis mukdemes means the following. I want to get a loan from this guy. He's a wealthy person, and he loans people money. I want to secure the fact that I'm going to get a loan from him.
It's only Jews, right?
Only Jews. Goyim, there's no ribbis. No ribbis by Goyim. So now what happened here is that the person wants to secure that he's going to be first online to get a loan. Or he wants to secure that the guy will, when he walks into the office, the guy will give him a loan. Maybe he wants to get a bigger loan than normal, whatever it is. So what happens is, on Purim, a month before he needs the loan, a month before he plans on getting the loan, he sends the guy a shalach monis instead of worth $25, what he normally does, or $10, what he normally does, he sends the guy a shalach monis worth $100.
As they say, maybe
he would have. He definitely would have sent him this shalach monis that he sent. That he wouldn't have done. Or, after the loan was executed and paid back, a month later, he sends him a shalach monis.
Can't be ribbis before the fact because there's no guarantee he'll get the loans.
Oh, that's fine. But when he gets the loan, it becomes ribbis then. And it can become ribbis even before getting the loan. You are correct because you don't know if he's going to get the loan. That's the side echad ribbis shaya. But the issa d'rabbanan is going to be because the reason he's giving this is in order to get the loan. So you're right. If he never gets the loan, in a chanami. But if he's doing it to get the loan and then he gets the loan, that's going to be a problem.
Well,
one second, Rav Nachi. One second. What's that?
Isn't that basic? Basic networking, basic hishtalos, basically setting yourself up for success in the world. Why is that violating ribbis? Two different paths.
If you want to get a loan from the person, I'm saying.
It's marketing.
Okay, you want to be in good terms with people.
Okay, that's one of the difficulties.
Rabbi, it's marketing yourself.
I know, right?
That's what it is.
Are you saying it goes as far as, okay, if I know that in April I'm going to ask for a loan, so in March by Purim I give him something, that's one thing, but that's what you're saying now. Are you also saying that I want to give the guy something today because who knows when in the future I'll need to ask for a loan?
Okay, that's a little bit more nebulous, you want to say. That's a little bit more nebulous. Fine. Okay, now ribbis is a very difficult issue in the following regard. You know, as I told you years ago when we discussed the ribbis shiloh, the problem with ribbis is, why are you doing what you're doing? Now, Here's the question. In my house, there's always the tumma. What bracha do you make on turtles? Turtles are chocolate with what's inside of it?
The caramel.
Caramel and cashews. Okay? Okay. So why are you eating it?
Is
an
ichor and
tuckle
situation?
Yeah. Good.
Not with turtles, there isn't. No, it's all ichor. With turtles, it's all ichor. You wouldn't eat a turtle. You need something else.
I say, so why are you eating?
Because there's other candy bars that you could eat that have those pieces separately.
I say, so what? Why are you eating
it? Because you want the chocolate, caramel, and turtles together.
Together. Okay, good. That's good.
I still disagree with Heshy about the ice cream and the ice cream cup.
Okay.
You don't get it in a cup.
Fine. I'm agreeing with all of you about it. I'm just telling you one thing. I don't know why I'm eating anything, and I can't figure myself out. I'm not going to spend the time figuring myself out. So I go to the cabinet, and I take out a cashew, and I take out a piece of chocolate, and I make two brachas. And my wife screams at me and says, you're making a bracha levatala, a bracha shei netzricha. My wife, she makes a shakal and finish, that's all. She's eating it for the chocolate and the caramel. The nuts are only there for crunch. Okay,
put it on a bun.
What?
Put it on a bun, wash, make a mozzie,
and you're done. Yeah, put it on a bun, right. Okay, thank you very much. You're not going to get far in life with that eitzah, let me tell you. And so we once had a shayla in Rivers. Okay, we'll see. We're going to starting to get into Rivers a little bit. We'll see where we're going to end up here tonight, if we get to both shaylas or not. A person and a very good friend. Very good friend. The person is no longer alive. And they were good friends that the wealthier of the two friends went to Florida and for the winter or for a month or 2 months, whatever it was, and he forgot something in his house that was important. They had to be packed up, put in a box, and shipped to Florida. And he asked his friend if he would do it. And his friend would, but in a heartbeat. The problem was that the person who went to Florida, who was wealthy, had just lent this friend $20,000. Now, that wouldn't have made any difference. He would have packed up the stuff anyways. He was not doing it because of the $20,000. But the guy needed it right away, which meant that he had to do it in the morning. I called him whatever it was, 10 o'clock at night, 8 o'clock in the morning, he had to go to his house and do it right away. His mother-in-law was arriving in Midway Airport. And for Shalom Bias, he had to pick up his mother-in-law. Tell her to go by cab. But he just borrowed $20,000 from this guy. So now he was going to pack it up and tell his mother-in-law to take a cab. Is that Ribbis?
Stupid, that's for sure.
Okay, is that Ribbis? That's an interesting shayla, right? So now it says like this in Halach. This was the shayla. Yes.
These guys called Ribbis before Ribbis often.
I'll show you what it is in a second.
So
I'm going to tell you right now.
How does it play?
I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you right now. Now here you have a shayla. Here's the shayla. Shayla was that. A person lent somebody money and he paid him back, but he's really grateful for it, really grateful. So a month after the loan was due, he bought a $40 cheesecake or a $50 cheesecake and sent it to Vishwas. Thank you, which he normally would not have done.
Kurasatoif.
Awesome.
That's the same thing that I mentioned before. It's an after the fact situation.
It's after the fact. So it says like, okay, I'm going to read to you what it says.
So that's my question, Rabbi.
What's your question?
If it's usher, does it make any difference if the loan was done with the existence? It's no longer a loan. It's business. It's an agency, whatever you want.
What do you mean business? What does that mean? What is that? Answer what you said.
If you do it as a heteriska, right?
Heteriska says it's not a loan.
It's not a loan. So therefore, you could send the cheesecake. I'm asking, would we be able to send the cheesecake?
Yes.
The only difference is the heteriska, yes or no?
Heteriska is the following. Heteriska would turn into the following scenario. If somebody sells whatever he sells widgets, and a person went ahead and bought $100,000 of widgets from him, and for sure, he sells him a cheesecake to thank him. That's perfectly mutter. That's not ribbis.
Right. So that's what Ryan said.
If the heteriska, it's not a loan. If it's not a loan, it's mutter.
Okay, that's
so, what I'm asking. Okay, fine. If it is a loan, it's
awesome.
One second. Now, the halacha is, if you give somebody ribbis, you have to give it back. Gotta give it back. I have a maaser. The guy says, take the ribbis from me. As I told you, the example of ribbis, I'm going to the guy's office. The guy's calling the bank. I need a $13 million loan. I'll pay you 10%. I need the money. I want to pay you 10%. I need the money. Nevertheless, one second. Nevertheless, the halacha is that ribbis is awesome. The Torah doesn't want you to charge ribbis, even though the guy wants to pay the ribbis. Okay. Yes, Rav Nachi.
I thought you only have to give it back if it's ribbis ketzur.
Oh. Now, shet nalacha like this. Comes along Art Roth. Abak ribbis einu yotze b'dayon. If you gave somebody ribbis to Rabbana, you don't get to give it back. V'yimbol lotze shedei shemayim. But if you want to be yotze shedei shemayim, chayim l'hachshim. You should give it back. Ribbis d'raisa, you must give back. Ribbis to Rabbana, you don't have to give back. But lotze shemayim, you should give back. However, says the Ramo, Milvad ribbis b'demes u'mucheres. I feel lotze shemayim, einu chayim l'hachshim. So the guy called up and said, I got a cake. Now, here's the answer to the question. Next time you get a cake, say no. No thank you. Don't give it to me. It's ribbis mucheres. You're not allowed to give it to me. It's an issa d'rabbanan. However, if the person didn't know, not the person who gave the cake and not the person who took the cake, they didn't know.
Basically, ribbis and shochat are almost the same thing.
It could be, correct. That's right. Because ribbis is this very interesting concept that nobody's putting a gun to my head and stealing. The leva wants to give the ribbis. He wants to borrow the money. Okay, you can't do it. By ribbis, therefore, if you did it, force him to give it back. The rice. The rabbanon, his art said, you don't. What's the leisha mind? But ribbis mucheres and ribbis mudemes, which is what you're all asking, is a lower case. It's the lowest case, almost the lowest case. But it's the third lowest case of ribbis. It's a lower case than deraisa. It's a lower case than derabanan. It's another case that ribbis mucheres and ribbis mudemes you cannot do. And if what halacha is, we told him, you got the cake already? Eat it.
Is there a statute of limitations on the ribbis mucheres that make you go on for a lifetime?
That's a great question. And the answer to that question is, why are you doing it?
I didn't hear the question.
The question is there a statute of limitations? I mean, 10 years later, I gave the guy shalach monis. Now, why are you doing it? Now, we don't like to think like this. That's what I'm telling you. I don't know, I'm not saying men versus women.
The guy says, I don't know if I'm ever going to need this macher or not, but I'm going to kiss up to all the machers of the community and give them all shalach monis.
Okay, that I would say again, if that's the case, that's not ribbis mukdemis. But ribbis mukdemis means I know I'm coming to him for a loan. I made an appointment to come to him for a loan. And I know, and I told him I'm going to get him a loan. And 2 weeks before the loan, I sent him a present. Now, I understand what you're saying about networking. Networking is fine. But that's a shiloh about what you're doing. If you're doing it as chanifa, so you're going to get the loan, that's why you're sending the present, that's called ribbis mukdemis.
My friend took a loan from the Chesed Fund, and I signed as a co-signer for him. So, did he send me a present?
Oh, that's a good question. You're an Orev. You're not a Leiva.
But as a potential...
good. I understand. I understand.
He'll become a Baal Bet if he has to pay.
That's correct. That's correct.
Did you just sign that one?
No, he's saying right now, if you give the Orev a present, what are you doing? I like that question. That's really the variation that I needed for Shia's question. That's better because you're one step closer to maybe being a malva, maybe being a malva. I think it's mutab. I don't know. I'm gonna try to check that out. I think it's beferish. Then ribbis le orif. Okay, fine. Now that's one shot. Now I got another shot. And this, I got so excited about. I'd like to be back in the saddle. You know, while we were preparing for shuas, it's a little hard for me to be mamish back in the Thursday night. But now I'm back in the saddle here. I like this. You know, it's hard. Shuas and Shabbos Agudal, Shabbos Shuva. But okay, here we go. The guy calls me up with a simple shiloh. A simple shiloh of the Hainu. We've had this shiloh before. Hello, ding-a-ling. Yeah. You going to Jewel? Yeah. Okay, I need 5 bottles of Coke. Fine. I have no idea. 5 bottles of Coca-Cola, $19.32. Okay, so they don't discuss money. So the guy goes, the lady happens to be a lady in this case. Lady was going to Jewel anyways. She picked up 5 bottles of Coke. fine. And she paid for them. She paid for them. So the first shaila was, when she paid for them, what does that mean? Whose coke is it? Is it the person who bought the coke? Or is it the person who they bought the coke for? The answer is, in Choshen Mishpat, it's for the person who they bought the coke for. Because... Right, because I'm a shliach. So therefore, that means.
We
discussed that very good.
We talked about this okay, thing.
But here in this situation, Reuven asks Shimon, who's going to Jewel. Shimon goes to Jewel, and Shimon goes then buys 5 bottles of coke. When Shimon buys the 5 bottles, of coke, he's buying them for Reuven. I see, paid for them. That's a loan. It's like you're in the store. Oh, I forgot my money. Okay, here's a loan. So I loaned you the money. But besides, okay, now, so you come home and you're a good neighbor. You take the 5 bottles of coke out of your car, and you bring it up to the front door, and it's a little raining. And okay, how much do 5 bottles of coke cost? $19.61. Here's the 20. No, I owe you 39 cents. You don't have the 39 cents in your pocket. You don't have the 39 cents in your pocket. Who has 39 cents anymore?
I asked you the shadow a year ago.
And it's a little drizzling. Here's the $20, and Akhmedish can come up and just leave it alone. Now, I want to tell you something. I told you many times, my wife is a Sadek, they very rarely go shopping. I think I was in the store when it happened. Maybe I wasn't. Maybe somebody told me. A kid, if I had this kid, I'd like a smack the kid in the face. The kid went into the bakery and bought something for $10. Okay, gave a $10 bill, and the thing cost $8.33 or something. I said, I gave her 4 quarters, and then and whatever. She took the change and threw it back at the cashier. I don't need this money. I got money. Your money. That was a chutzpah. You had that change. You don't want to take change. We live at sugar enough. Okay, but the bank said, 39 cents between neighbors, and it's raining outside, 5 bottles of coke, here's a 20. You don't have 39. Leave me alone. Take the money and finish. Okay, now.
As Reuven said, a shear. There's too much to bother about.
Okay, that's a great shot. So.
Because 39 cents, no one is bothered about.
And I'll tell you something else. This is a good question, okay? This is an interesting question. Many years ago, they once printed that the amount of time it takes Bill Gates to bend down and pick up a $100 bill, he's losing money. Because he makes more than $100 in the 5 seconds it takes. It's not kedai for him to bend down and pick up the money. So what's not kedai for us? A nickel, you're bending down for a nickel. A quarter, a dollar bill you're bending down for. Under a dollar bill, I don't know how much anybody...
Your mistake is you're comparing yourself to Bill Gates. They said, the same study was done, and I forget the exact number, but it's around $50 an hour. If you make less than $50 an hour, it's good to pick up a penny.
Okay, it could be, but nobody's doing it. Nobody's bending down to pick up a penny. I'm not saying nobody. That's not what he's doing. I'll tell you one thing for sure. If you're carrying a package, he's not bending down to pick something up. A dollar, you'll do it. So therefore, what? Okay. So therefore, the person called me up this week and said that they had this shiloh. I said, look, 39 cents. We already passed this already. Take the $20 bill and go home. That's all. Finish. You have 39 cents. You want to give it back? You give it back. You know, it's not ribbis. I'm not giving you any money because you laid out $19.61 for me. Therefore, I'm giving you 39 cents. I'm not doing that. Okay, so I called the person before she had, because the person's husband asked me to shiloh. And of course, when men speak, they're not clear enough. You got to speak to the guy. I asked the guy, a shiloh, and he said, they had to put his wife on the phone. Okay, what happened? It cost $19.61. She didn't give her $20. She zealot. Now, so now I said, why did she zell you $20? Why did she zell you $19.61? Now, I never zelled anybody in my life. So I said,
some people like round numbers.
What's that? So first question I asked like this, since Ich bin nicht zeller Mensch, I asked the Shaila.
It sounds so foreign from Zell. It's really that
nice Shulchan. I understand. I'm saying,
that's how everybody does everything.
Everybody does everything nowadays, Zell.
It's not such a great act of sin because to not do Zell. I can understand certain other things. If you want to say you don't have one wants to say one doesn't have Facebook, okay? But the same one doesn't do Zelle.
Zelle, everybody does.
So, I'm not so
everybody's not everybody. I don't do Zelle.
I don't do Zelle. Okay. I like
now, me too. Me too. Okay. Now, but let's say this. I said to the lady, I said to the man first, the man didn't know, so I asked his wife. I said, is it a bigger pain to Zelle? To Zelle 1961 versus $20. Said no, it's the same thing.
No. You gotta put in the pennies. Even
if
you do 20,
you gotta do 0. Right. Mom, she says no, not for me. No, not for me. I said, so why did you do 20? Why did you do 1961? Why'd you do it? Listen, you may not bet down for 39 cents, but you don't throw it out the window.
No.
Okay. So what'd you give? Why'd you make it 20? Why'd you do that? Who?
Scarborough. I don't want to think about it. It's 20 bucks when you're on. To me, Zelling and getting you $20 bill are the same thing.
Okay, well, I don't know. Why should it be like that?
Because I don't want to think about crazy numbers like that. Round numbers. Leave me alone. Just tell me what's
okay, going on. Okay, maybe. Then we have maybe even more of a shot.
I'm not saying it's $11. I'll give you $20.
Okay, I understand. So first, the person told me that the reason why they Zell 20 is because it's like embarrassing to Zell 1961. I want to round it off. It's embarrassing. So if it's embarrassing, I don't know where we are anymore. I don't know where we are. If you tell me, I don't want to deal with the pain. I don't have 39 cents in my car. People used to have change in their car. Nobody's going to change anymore. There hasn't been a clink in the tzedakah pushka box. You know, once a day. You know, got 400 people in this shul on a daily basis, and everybody's putting in dollar bills. Does anybody give them a shulach anything less than a dollar? Really, maybe some people do, but there used to be. You came to shul, you took out your talus bag, you took out a medicine bottle full of quarters, and you gave quarters out. You know, no, nobody's doing that anymore. Now they come around with the credit card machine. So why are you doing this? So ich weiß it, like Shia. I don't know. I don't want to handle with that. I don't have a cup for anything more. My cup is over. We're all over. Busy cup, as they say. And therefore, I want to give you. $20. I don't want to keep 1961 in my head.
It's the kavana.
That's right. That's the shaila now. So she tells me because she's too embarrassed and she wants to up it. I don't know if that's mutter. I don't know if that's mutter any longer. When this shaila first came to the kollel 15 years ago, there was no zel. And everybody was paying. Also, the same difference is you could say shaya svar. I'll show you where. Nobody's going to do this to their friends anymore. You know, you brought me back 5 bottles of Coke from 1961. I'm going to write you a check for $20. No, nobody wants checks anymore. I mean, I'm the only guy with checks. Nobody's writing checks.
But the person who asked for the Coke, very well, the onset of this request might have had in mind that they were going to do a round number for the payment back.
Yeah, well, now, good. That could be. Why?
Because they thought that's the derech of the ilum. Not everybody likes to be like some corporation. Like a bank that's going to be to the exact minute of what the interest accrual is going to be. That's not the way many human beings act.
But you got to explain that one step better to me. So why are you paying 20 and stuff? Because we don't act that way. Why don't we act that way? Because you feel cheap giving somebody 1961. Yes. Okay, so then it's a problem. That's the problem then. Then I'm giving you a gift. See, if it's $20, then don't bother me because it's raining outside and I don't have time to wait for your 39 cents. Okay, then I'm giving you $20. I'll leave you alone. I don't have time for it. But if the vart is that, you know, I don't like it. I want to give you. I don't like it anymore. I'm not so quick to be mad at it anymore.
It's still not because you gave me a loan.
Oh.
The not liking it is not because you gave me a loan.
What?
It's because it has to do with the numbers and the dollars and the change. It's like, I don't want to think about it.
I hear what you're saying.
And if you're off by a little bit, then I owe you more money.
Okay.
I don't want to do
so
that.
I'm telling you again, the subtlety now. To me is important because are we dealing with an issur d'rabbanan or not? And I really think I'm being serious now. I think the shaila here, I get excited about a 39-cent shaila. I don't care the 39 cents; it doesn't make a difference. I wonder what the halach is. I don't have to deal with a $5 million shaila in the afternoon with a wife is suing her husband. I want to know this 39-cent shaila also. What's the din over here? Yes, go ahead.
I need to remember back to what we said a few minutes ago. If we are in a matzav right now in society where we're not into the coins, so 1961 is
$20 to me. Oh, that could be. Now you're saying a difference for it. You're saying we don't deal with this anymore. We just don't deal with it.
We don't have coins in our house.
Huh?
Right.
Coins. We don't have coins in our house.
Nobody has coins in the house.
Like I said, if you're with an official organization, a bank, a store, then you have to deal with it. But when you're man to man, That's not the way.
You want to say a new svara nowadays, which is interesting. That's why I was excited to come here tonight because I wanted to hear what you're going to say. You want to say like this? You know, you're right. I haven't given a person a coin. I can't tell you the last time. The only time I do coins now is Ricky started this minig. Ricky used to have a minig. He used to go around to certain people's houses with a bag of Hanukkah full of coins. And instead of Hanukkah gelt, you'd stick your two hands in until you were 12 or 13. Once your hands got big, he didn't do it anymore. Your kids got all excited, you know. So my wife started doing it. You don't put any pennies in there. You know, quarters, dimes, maybe nickels, I don't know, and then to spruce it up a little. She gets a few half dollars and a few, very few dollar coins, if they still have them, whatever.
Susan B.
Yeah, it's, you know, pennies. It's, you know, what's a... You know, if anybody has pennies in the house and puts in the pushka, it's like, come on, what are you doing? You know like, leave me alone. Huh?
Nice
season
to change.
Yeah. Yeah. La Locha, we had a Shiloh. If a guy has a penny collection and he has $10,000 worth of pennies and he damages them on his property and he doesn't want to do it, can he pay him with the 10,000 pennies? Okay, we had that trouble. Well, you pay with the 10,000 pennies. It's not a nice thing to do. Not a nice thing to do. Right? Okay. But yeah, I don't even know what happens at a toll booth anymore. Because, you know, toll booths, I use iPads. I don't even know where they are. They take quarters anymore in toll booths? Yeah. They take change?
I don't think they take cash.
Yeah. They don't take pennies. There's no pennies in the machine.
They don't take cash at all. If you don't have an iPad, you have to pay online.
They may not even be an attendant anymore.
Everything's online if you don't have an iPad?
Not every place, but most. Right. Like different exits.
Well, they just take your picture of you, even if you don't have an iPass.
They take a picture.
So why don't you need an iPass for?
I think it's cheaper.
Oh, it's cheaper if you have an iPass. It's cheaper.
In Long Beach, you know Long Beach, they have that bridge there. Everybody goes to a chasana,
right.
Sam's or something.
Right.
So went to the chasana, they go,
you need cash.
We don't have easy pass.
Right.
So you don't have easy pass. Huh? Only change, $1.
Oh.
I'm looking around, where do I find a dollar? I got to the chasana, I had to borrow from 5 people to get together money.
It's $4 to go over that bridge. They finally changed it.
They did change
it? Yes, it's called the Atlantic Beach Bridge. I only know
because the Atlantic
Beach Bridge. I'm waiting to change to the whole bridge. It's the drawbridge over there, whatever. Okay. So Lamaisa, I like the Shiloh and I like the Svaras. And this last Svara is a combination of everybody else's Svaras. I like it. I'm willing to say right now, I wasn't willing to say this several hours ago. No, the coins are not the game anymore. I don't deal with coins. Anybody, I owe anybody money, I pay to the dollar. They're finished. Okay, face it. I don't know.
That depends. That's
in Jewel, they're still charging you the nickels and dimes, right? The pennies, nickels, and dimes.
And that's a store. But that's not man to man. That's a.
But you have a.
Then, yes.
Even if I agree with Danny, right, and we don't use coins anymore, so fine, so you don't give him a $3 bill. But that doesn't take away from the Zelle. Zelle, people still use.
You need Shia Svara for that, where people just want to use whole numbers.
Yeah, I don't know, but maybe people want to use Danny Svara also. I don't deal with it. You know, I just don't deal with it anymore. I don't know. What happens if the bottles came to 1902? You give $20? I don't know.
Maybe cash.
I was just
going to
ask that.
Yeah, I'm not so comfortable. I don't know. All I know is when the Shiloh was $20 bill, raining outside, 5 bottles of Coke, 39 cents, forget about it. $1.39, not so push it. I don't know. But 39 cents, finished. 62 cents, finished. Not the game. Here in this Shiloh, why are you doing that? So if you don't want to look cheap and you want to do it, you want to make the person feel good because they did you a favor, that's not good. That's not good. Then you're in Ribbis Land already. Okay.
Schlepping from Jewel's not worth anything?
What's that?
You schlepped it from Jewel? It's like a work thing. You schlepped it from Jewel.
And he laid out the money for him. It's only because he schlepped it from Jewel, he also laid out the money for him. It's a very,
It just seems to me that even though I'm not an expert on this.
If you're selling, if you want my opinion, if you're selling, sell for the exact amount. They just don't get into any shells.
We've been able to come up with this concept of Heter Hisko, okay? We haven't been able to come up with a concept to lessen some of these questions here.
Not yet.
Because this stuff will read, because it can lead to ill will and the like. If if I were to give money to somebody.
But people don't like to be Zelled 1961?
No, I'm saying, if I were to give money to somebody, later on, the person is so careful that they can't show any kind of like extra TLC to me. I mean, I can see myself yes. like, well, where's my.
This is one of the big. Okay, now when you get down to the Rabbonins and we'll end with this famous Maisa. You remember the Maisa. I just read it again now because it happened to Rabbi Yeruchim. So I read it in the, I'm reading the biography of Rabbi Yeruchim. I only have a few pages left. Rav Schwab, remember the Maisa? Rav Schwab was going back to Germany for Pesach. Had to borrow money. Who had money in yeshiva? Nobody. The Mashkiach had money. You would go to the Mashkiach, he'd borrow money before Pesach. He went home, and your parents would give you money, you pay back the Mashkiach. So Rav Schwab, Yekir, Rav Schwab, he goes to Rabbi Yeruchim, he borrows. Rav Schwab said, I don't like it. He borrowed money from Rabbi Yeruchim. Comes back and pays him back, and he says, thank you very much. Yekka is a problem. Yeah, thank you. Yechum says, what's haste? You're not going to say thank you. Ribbis Devorim.
Why?
Okay, yeah, we're not going to get there. You want to show you what happened here. You can't say thank you. It's Ribbis Devorim. Ribbis Devorim means, I'm saying something. I said to Big Shiloh, what do you mean? Why can't I be a mensch? Okay, there's a big trouble. I want to say it to Mike. Next year, Shwab borrows money from Yechum. Comes back, gives him the money, and walks away. Yechum says, where's my thank you? So Shwab said, last year you screamed at me. She said, Rabbi Yochum says, you have to look like you want to thank me and not thank me. You can't walk away like I'm an ATM. He didn't say this word. You can't walk away like I'm an ATM machine. I'm not an ATM machine. I did you a taiva. So look like a bench. Okay, so that's hard already. Okay, that's hard. That's hard. Right? You can't win, right? You can't win. Okay. Next week, everybody, Hatzlach Rabba. Shalom Zachar this Friday night. Baruch Hashem. And Bris on Wednesday morning. Nobody has to do anything. Okay, call two.